Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Ready to your hot three? That's good. Words. I only do this every single day. Welcome to your hot three with Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Obviously, another chance for us to take a look at all the great things that Honor Credit Union is doing for you. Joining me today, Lindsay Davis, Credit Solutions Manager with Honor Credit Union. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks. Yourself?
I cannot complain. And we're talking about something that I think is very important. And the older I've gotten, the more that I have realized how your credit score can really help you achieve the things you want to financially. So let's get right to it. First, what is a credit score? Why is it important? And what do those three numbers really mean?
Yeah, of course. So credit scores are so important. They mean so much for everything. It really impacts you from like a insurance standpoint, from a financial standpoint. And really what it is, it's what credit unions and banks use to determine your financial risk for doing business with a member. So it kind of gives us an idea based on your history, how things would possibly go. It takes into consideration your financial history for a number of years. So it really looks back there to see how things have gone, if you've improved on things like that. There are three main credit reporting agencies. There's mm-hmm. TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Now, each one of those are going to use a different model to determine your score. So that's why you'll see sometimes a difference between your scores is because Experian will use one type of a model, TransUnion uses another. For example, Capital One, they use a Vantage 3 score. So the Vantage 3 score, when you hear those kind of things, that's what they use as their model. So that's what calculates the credit score. Mm-hmm. So we use all three of them, but we tend to use TransUnion the most. Through the TransUnion Vantage 3 score, the range is from either 300 to 850. So that's where your credit score can lie depending on your history. So essentially 850 is like the highest that you can have. You're financially super impeccable. Everything's been great. If you get down to the 300, you got a little bit of work to do.
Here's the thing. You start off with 300, okay? So if you're keeping around there, let's start working on getting that back up. And we'll get to how Honor can help you do that. But continue.
Exactly. So your credit score is going to be defined by five major things. It's going to be your payment history, mm-hmm. the amounts owed, the length of your history, new credit, and types of credit. So there's two things that you can really control yourself, which is going to be the payment history. So if you're making those payments on time, amounts owed, what your ratio is. So if you've got a credit card and you've got that bad boy maxed out, that's mm-hmm. going to be impacting your credit for sure. The other three are going to be the length of history. So how long have you had the credit score? How long have you had a credit card open? New credit. So opening up new lines of credit, which I'll get down to in a little bit, that's going to impact your score as well. And the last thing is going to be your types of credit. So if you have a mortgage, a credit card, and a car loan, you're going to be very diverse in the credit score mm-hmm. field. Otherwise, if you just have one type and if you have a bunch of credit cards, it doesn't really show your diversity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting because starting off, and I'm super grateful that my parents got me started, and it all goes back to my very first phone bill that was put in my name. So I was able to start building on this and what we used to pay for that. And I've started to build, and I get to a point now where I'm like, wow, one, it's made it very easy for me to get great rates. It's made it very easy for me to afford the things that I want to in life because I'm able to find those extra sources of credit from, you know, Honor Credit Union, obviously. And it's just made overall life much easier. And there may be people saying like, does it really make that big of a difference? In your opinion, why is it such a big difference or so important to keep an eye on that credit score and keep building to improve it?
It really does make such a big difference because it's going to impact you in so many different ways. Interest rates alone, I know that's a big hot topic right now. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the difference between an 8% and a 3% auto loan rate. And, you know, your credit score is going to play into that as well. And going back to the part about like establishing the credit early, I got my first credit card when I was 18 and I still keep that account just so I have that length of that history that really helps out. Even if it's a small one, even if it's like $300 as a credit card just to get you started out, it really does help out.
Yeah. And I think it's great what Honor is able to do for you. And I love it because I can check it on the app and I'm I'm going to be a little braggadocious here. I have fantastic credit, and I've worked very hard to get that. I haven't reached that 850, but I'm on my way. That's what I'm going for. I have a battle with my wife on who's got the better credit. I got that going on right now, but not by much. But all the tools that Honor has so you can keep building that credit, like we mentioned at the very beginning, and helping that financial security that you have, these different tools you can use. If someone is interested or wants to improve their credit, whether they're an Honor member or not, what can they do with Honor? How does that work out? How can you help people out in that when it comes to your credit score?
Definitely. So there's a couple different ways that you can really look into that and to try to get help on it. The main thing is going to be super simple. It's going to be to pay your bills on time. Mm-hmm. If you have missed payments, that's going to go a long way, especially if you're going 30, 60, 90 days. That's going to hurt you a lot. Yeah. A really good tool that you can use is our money map and our mobile app and our online banking. So it's a tool for you to budget your money. And it's so eye-opening to see where your funds are going and where your money is going, because you never know how much you're spending at Amazon until you really see it. Once you see that, you're like, wow. And you can really see how much those little purchases there here and there add up. So just looking at that money map to kind of see where those things are going, it makes a huge difference. And that really makes us your accountability partner. So what we like to do is try to work with you. If you're going through some things and you just need some help, sometimes just sitting down, looking through your account, understanding where your funds are going is the biggest thing that can help you. And we can be that partner to help you out with that. So if money is ever tight in a month, make sure that you give us a call or come into a center. We can put a plan together, look over everything that's going on. Something as simple as a Netflix. So how much is Netflix nowadays? Like $15 a month?
Yeah, it's gone up a little bit. But yeah, $15 a month. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about it. $15 a month. And a lot of our credit cards that we have, our minimum payment's $25 a month. So even if you cut out Netflix for a couple of months, if you're going through some things, you can make that credit card payment. You're almost there. So just some of those little switcheroos really do help. Another really good topic for keeping your credit score in check is to not apply for new credit unless you really need it. So if you're really trying to work and build your score, unless it's absolutely necessary, I wouldn't apply for anything, just because then, you know, you can try to improve your score. Now, if you're looking to get a new line that's going to decrease your interest rate that you have, then that's definitely something to look into. Another big thing is going to be to pay down debt. So keeping your credit card utilization at 30% or under is a good rule of thumb, because what that's doing is showing your responsibility of debts versus the credit that you have. So if you have a credit card that has a $5,000 limit, you're only using $1,000 on that consistently. That's just showing that you have that. You can be tempted by it, but you're not going to utilize all of that.
Give me the max. I want it all. You take it all.
Right. Exactly. So that's a huge part of your credit score. So keeping something in balance, something that we hear often, and you know, the best is going to be to pay off that credit card each month. That's going to help you out to improve that score.
And again, these are just all things that Honor Credit Union can help you out with. When we say come be part of it, they mean that in every possible financial way, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And they want to help you succeed, because that helps Honor succeed. And they have all these tools in place. And never feel embarrassed. Don't feel hesitant. Go call them. Find them online. Use their app. People like Lindsay and everyone there, they're going to get you taken care of. Where can someone go find out more about improving their credit, or just anything else that Honor wants to do for them?
So if they want to find out more, what they can do is come into any of our local member centers. Our team is always there, willing to help, totally there. Otherwise, you can call in at 800-442-2800. And we are always there all the time to help out, give you any tips, tricks, go over your account with you. And then if you want to do it on your own, check out our website. We've got some great blogs on there about how to improve your credit, our money map, just going over some other options that we have. And you can also view your credit score on our app.
Perfect. I love it. Again, all the tools available. Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Helping me chase that 850. I'm going to get there someday.
Yeah, you will.
With the help of Honor Credit Union. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for the information. This is super helpful for a lot of people out there, and we're glad we got it out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
This has been your Hot 3 with Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it, and we'll be back.